And you got rid of all the stuff, all the trees and bushes on a piece of land. You want to plant, what do you call doing?
Clearing it up. We always say clear up the land, you know.
Okay. And what do you call the second cutting of the grass to make hay? The second time you cut it?
I don't know, unless... I don't know what you call that, unless you just call it hay, more hay or something. The first time's hay, and the second time it'd be just more hay, you know. Because they keep cutting it like that.
And what's the name of the thing you make when you tie a lot of wheat together in a bundle?
Bundle.
And what about fodder?
Fodder, that's the corn blades off of the corn, and we call that fodder, and we'd always just pull it down with our hands down the stalk, then catch the tip ends and twist it and hang it behind the ear of corn that's on the stalk, and then we let it stay so many hours, and then we go back in there and gather about 4 and 5 of those little bundles together, and then let's take 2 or 3 whispers of this fodder and bring it around that and draw it good and tight, and then stick it, go around and stick it back under there, and then that's tying it, we call it. Then you can just pitch it anywhere and it won't tear apart, and it's called the fodder, a bundle of fodder.
Okay. And what about when you take some fodder, some wheat bundles, and a bunch of lot of bundles together, what did you call anything, a big pile of bundles?
We stack it. A fodder stack or oat stack.
How do you measure corn? You say you made so many.
Bushels of corn.
Okay. What do you have to do with oats and wheat to separate the grain from the straw?
We had that yesterday. I did believe what you meant. Well, you have to have them combined.
Mm-hmm.
You combine wheat or oats. And that takes the wheat and the oats off of the straw and throws the straw in the field and carries the real oats and the wheat to a bin like or something on the corn picker. It's a picker that you have to get it like that. But now old timey wheat people used to would have them a big wooden block, and they would take wispies of that. They'd pile it there, you know, these bundles, and they would take maybe a half a bundle or something at the time, hardly a whole bundle, and they would beat it. But they have something spread out like a tobacco sheet or a piece of canvas or something like that around this block, and they would beat them things on that block, and that would beat it off. That was before they had combines or anything to separate it, and that's the way they got it off like that. And rice, the same way. People would grow their rice, and they would beat it off. Then they'd have to take it, rice to a place and have it husked, you know, where you could cook it. And then the wheat and the oats would be done the same way about before you could make flour or anything out of it. But they would beat it on a block, used to. I can remember that.
What did they call doing that? Beating or threshing?
Maybe just beating it off, you know, just beat it off. That's something like that, you know.
Or you might say they were threshing it.
Threshing, but it could be thrashing it. Uh-huh. It could be that too, thrashing it.
Mm-hmm. And if you're going to do a job and you can't do it yourself and you have to have somebody to help you, say both of us are going to...
Both of us are going to do this job or something like that. Uh-huh. Both of us are work together with this job.
Well, if you were talking to the man who's going to help you, say you and if you were going to talk to the man who's going to help you, say you.
I'd say me and you are going to, you know.
Okay.
Me and you are going to, or will you help me? And if he says yeah, then you just say, well, we're going to. You and me will, you know.
And if you and somebody else would.